So what I would do is I would literally take with me a bucket, and I'd always have ice in there from the hotel, but I would actually soak my hands in this icy cold water. And let me tell you, that hugely cooled down my body temperature.
Welcome to the No Cap Health Show, a podcast inspired by Dr. Brian Boxer Walkler's popular TikTok channel with over 3 million followers. Each week, Dr. Brian will pull the curtain back on viral TikTok health videos and label them as cap, false, or no cap, true. Even if you aren't on TikTok, now is the time to get on board, have fun, and join his podcast. Dr. Brian is a board-certified eye surgeon specializing in advanced LASIK, keratoconus, wider eyes, dry eyes, cataract surgery, and reading vision improvement at the Boxer Walkler Vision Institute in Beverly Hills, California. Also, please remember, Dr. Brian is a doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.
Hey, I hope you're doing well. I'm really happy about this episode because it's going to have a lot of direct applicability no matter where you are at this point. Even if you're up in Greenland, this will probably be helpful, this episode. We're going to talk about 4 tips to help you beat the heat this summer. So it's going to be great. And you know what? Let's just roll the video and get right into it.
Actually dripping, it's so hot today. Have you tried running your wrists under cold water? Because that's where your veins are closest to the surface.
Why is this working?
Oh, and also drink a cold peppermint tea. I'm actually getting cold right now. Also, during the day, shut all your curtains and windows.
Surely that can't work.
And it does. And if you're lucky enough to have a fan, make sure you put a bowl of ice in front of it.
Okay, so we're going to play the cap game with this video. And let's just start with the first one. Can you cool yourself down by running your wrists under cold water? Cap or no cap? That's no cap. And here's the reason why. Is because when you're doing anything to cool your blood, that actually circulates in your whole body and can be really effective at reducing your body temperature. When I used to do competitive rowing, up to just literally about 2 years ago, these were like always the worst locations for this, for the rowing regattas that we used to do for our nationals, masters nationals. And masters for people like my age is a little bit of a euphemism, but in fact, our team actually trained really hard. We were quite fast. Got a drawer full of medals. That's called clinkage when you have a bunch of medals around your neck. So in any case, these Masters Nationals would always be in like the worst places in the summer and in August, especially. We had one in Oklahoma City. It was in the high 90s with like 90-something% humidity. We were in the East Coast. We were in Florida. We were in Tennessee. I mean, you know, why couldn't they just be in LA or San Diego, where San Diego especially, where like the temperature is always 72 degrees year round? In any case, so what I would do, I'm going to tie back here. So what I would do is I would literally take with me a bucket, and I'd always have ice in there from the hotel with water. And at the end of a race, or because we used to have multiple races during the day, and at least we'd be under tents, but I would actually soak my hands in this icy cold water. And let me tell you, that hugely cooled down my body temperature. So just keep that in mind. In fact, what we just talked about. So just remember that if you want to cool yourself down, just run your hands or your wrists under cold water, or you could just have a bucket of cold water with ice and just let them soak there. That will be hugely effective to cool you down. But you can do other things as well, like take a really cold washcloth and put it behind your neck or over your head. Same thing. Anything where there's skin contact with a lot of blood flow, that's going to help cool your body temperature down. Okay, let's talk about the second one that he discussed, which is drink cold peppermint tea. What do we think about that one? Cap or no cap? That's, again, no cap. We are going 2 for 2 here. So the key part here is not necessarily the peppermint, although believe me, I love peppermint, and boy, is that going to be pretty refreshing on a hot summer day. But the reason why this is helpful, same concept. If you're drinking something really cold, it's going internal. So your blood flow is going around your stomach. It's going to help cool your temperature just by the same nature of when you're using it on the outside of the skin, which was the first one we talked about. So the peppermint has no magical cooling abilities. It just is refreshing. But literally, you could drink just plain cold water, icy cold water. I mean, you could drink even iced coffee. You'd have the same effect. You could have iced Coca-Cola. It'd be the same thing. So it's the coldness of the beverage or the drink. I like how I said beverage, like we're in the 1960s here. So that's the key, though, is drinking something cold. Okay, number three, closing your curtains and windows. That's also not cap. Man, this is a roll. I don't think we've actually had this three for three here, right? No caps in a video. But the reason this is helpful is because the sun coming through the windows is going to start heating up the inside of wherever you are. So if you have the curtains down and close the windows because you don't want the hot air from outside coming in, that also is protective. The heat's going to be reduced, or at least mitigated, to throw in a nice little SAT, ACT word. But the heat's going to be reduced by having your blinds or windows closed and the curtains down. Number four, a fan with a bowl of ice water or ice in front of it. And what do we think about that one? Is that going to be cap or no cap? Well, that's actually technically no cap. I just don't know how effective it's going to be. You're doing the low-tech AC at that point. So if you don't have air conditioning, I mean, not everybody does, but if you don't, then that can actually help. You're going to need a pretty big bowl, I would say, because to have any significant effect on the air, you definitely want to have a big bowl of ice. And I would even say ice with water, too. That can help with the vapors, the cool vapors coming off the water if you add water to the ice. Little tip there. But of course, what's going to be more effective is just flipping the switch if you are fortunate enough to have air conditioning. That's going to be the ultimate way of cooling yourself down. So I hope these tips are really helpful. I thought it was a really good video, very practical. Virtually anybody can use this, no matter where you are in the world. And I wish you stay cool, wishing you coolness. And as always, please feel free to take a moment to leave a review. That helps the podcast and people find the podcast of the No Cap Health Show. And next week, what do we have in store next week? We have in store what a runny nose means when eating. So some people get this reaction where they start getting this runny nose. So we're going to talk about that. So in the meantime, stay cool out there and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the No Cap Health Show. To review the show notes for this episode, which includes a summary, key takeaways, and any links mentioned, visit nocaphealthshow.com. Don't miss another episode and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure to follow Dr. Brian on TikTok at Brian Boxer Walkler, MD. And remember, Dr. Brian is a real doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.